こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、カナダのマギル大学が発表した論文で、雪は絶対に食べない方がいいことが分かりました。研究チームは様々な降雪状況の中で車の排気ガスがどれほど雪に吸収されているのかをシミュレーションしました。すると、たった1時間空気にさらされただけで、雪は急激に汚染物質を吸収し、ベンゼン、トルエン、エチルベンゼン、キシレンなど有害な物質を含んでいました。国連によると、空気汚染が原因で毎年330万人が死亡しており、そのうち140万人が中国に住む人々です。 WHO は近々、人間が引き起こした環境問題から来る死亡者の人数を発表する予定で、公共衛生上の緊急事態が起きているとしています。
According to a new study by McGill University in Canada, you shouldn't eat snow. The team used an environmental simulator called a snow chamber to simulate various snow conditions and see how much exhaust was absorbed. Within just 1 hour, the snow was capable of absorbing large amounts of exhaust, including pollutants like benzene, toluene,ethyl benzene, xylenes, and organic carbon. According to the UN, inhalation of air pollution causes somewhere around 3.3 million deaths per year, with 1.4 million of those in China. The World Health Organization is expected to release a report on the issue soon, and in previews have already referred to the air pollution problem as a global public health emergency.
So, Tokyo でも雪降ったよね、今週。
Yeah.
だから食べちゃダメなんだって。
Yeah, I saw crows eating it.
Oh.
They
we gotta tell them. 言わないと。でもちっちゃい時食べなかった。
Yeah, I did. I would eat it at the ski place, ski 場。
みんなが滑った後のやつじゃないでしょ。
No, like
その横の綺麗なやつ。
Yeah, backcountry snow.
Right.
Like, if it's snowing, then...
Ah, right, yeah.
Then I don't think it's that bad if it's snowing and you're on a mountain and you eat some snow.
ね、まあいる場所にもよるよね。だから車が全然いないとこなのかさ、東京みたいなところの雪はだからもう絶対にやめた方がいいよね。
You can see it that it, the dirt really sticks to it.
Oh, yeah. そうだね。あの、もう真っ黒になってる時あるもんね、もはや。Mm. そんなの食べる人いないと思うけどさ、もともと。
It's black now. You can see it.
I know.
Right outside.
だんだん汚くなっていくんだよね、これ。少ないから。
Do you know anything about this snow chamber?
No.
So it's just a chamber that simulates... It's like a little snow machine?
I think so.
A contained snow machine?
I would think so. なんか最近さ、この国連の、あの、毎年330万人がっていうのあるけど、最近なんかその、みんなの空気なのにみたいなさ。Who was it? Was it Dave Chappelle? Like some comedian had some sketch or whatever mentioning みんなの空気。
Yeah.
なんかみんなの空気なのに汚すのやめてよみたいな。で、なんかさ、空気だと分かりにくいけど、なんか毛布だったら分かりやすいよね。みんながさ、一枚の毛布一緒に使ってるとして、1個しかないからみんなで順番に使わなきゃいけないのに、
yeah.
そこにさカレー垂らしたりとかさ、するかみたいな話。
Well, that's happening on a large scale where we see air pollution from China drift
yeah.
over here,
right,
for example. But it's also happening on a much smaller scale where people living like rent costs will be much lower near busier roads because of
right.
the air pollution.
Right.
And so...People with less money tend to live in places that have more air pollution.
Yeah. だからそういう、あと H&M みたいなさ、ファストファッションの会社が、
yeah.
あの、インドとかバングラデシュのすごいみんなが飲料水にしてるような川に思いっきり有害物質を垂れ流してたりとかね。So like these kids, and 飲んでるからね、それを子供たちが。Yikes. It'sGross.
What is this report that the World Health Organization is expected to release soon?
その、あの、 何空気汚染だけじゃなくて人間がまあ起こしてる環境問題全体で毎年何人ぐらい死んでるのかみたいなのの最新の数字をこれから発表する予定って書いてあったよ。
Doesn't it seem like the focus is shifting from greenhouse gases to the effects of other elements of the pollution?
Right.
Like just harmful for the body.
そうね。
Whereas before it was always about like,you know, methane's really bad because it's a really powerful greenhouse gas or
right,
whatever,
right.
But we haven't really been talking about what happens when you breathe it in the city, right there.
そうだね。まあ昔の方がしかももっとぼんやりしてたよね。してなかった？なんか空気が汚れると良くないみたいなさ。実際どうなるかっていうのはあんまり。
Do you remember the CFCs thing?
What?
CFCs. Fluorocarbons?
No.
So in, what was it, the late 80s or the early 90s, there was this whole CFCs thing where CFCs that were used for, I think it was like a refrigerant or something like that.
フロンガス?
And aerosols. I'm not sure, but it produced a hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah.
Remember that?
髪の毛のスプレー缶とかに入ってたやつでしょ、昔の。Right.
Exactly. So they banned that.
そうだよね。私が小学生ぐらいの時、環境問題といえばもうそれしかないぐらいの。オゾン層
が全て。That was the original focus.
Right. それだけだったもんね、むしろ。
It's pretty crazy that we did that, like made a hole in the ozone that was so large and observable from satellites.
本当だよ。オーストラリアね、それで皮膚がんになっちゃうんだもんね。
Yeah, so there's this notion like, oh, we can't mess up the atmosphere because, you know, we're so small and volcanoes release so much CO2 and stuff like that. But you look at the effect that something like CFCs can have and did have, obviously the atmosphere is...can be very sensitive.
Ozone so was so popular back then.
Yeah.
Does anyone talk about it now? Do kids know ozone so now?
Well, ozone sort of became like a health thing later, didn't it? Where like the air cleaners would produce some amount of ozone.
Huh.
And so you would have this ozone smell from like air purifiers.
What?
Yeah.
You can smell it?
Yeah. It's a very distinct...
Huh?
Smell.
どういう匂いなの?
It's kind of,
臭いの?
No, it's, I don't know. It's like a medical facility smell, sort of thing. Ozone is.
Interesting.
I think those, like the radiation lamps they use to sterilize medical equipment actually produces that ozone.
Okay.
Maybe that's where I have that.Connotation.
Okay.
I don't know.
次、先週木曜日、日本の国立極地研究所は30年以上冷凍されていたクマムシを生き返らせ、さらに繁殖させることに成功したと発表しました。体長が1ミリ以下のクマムシは過酷な状況下でも生き延びられる微小無脊椎動物として知られていますが、その生態は多くが未だ謎のままです。1983年に南極で採取された苔の中にいたクマムシの個体と卵を国立極地研究所でマイナス20度で冷凍保存していました。その間クマムシはクリプトビオシスと呼ばれる代謝が完全に止まり生命の兆しがない状態になっていました。2014年5月に解凍して水を与えると2匹が動き出しました。1匹は20日後に死んでしまいましたが、もう1匹は13日後には体の機能がほぼ完全に復活し、23日後には合計19個の卵を産み、そのうち14個が孵化しました。
Last week Thursday, scientists at a Japanese laboratory successfully revived a tardigrade that had been stored at minus 20 degrees centigrade for over 30 years. Tardigrades are extremophiles,meaning that they inhabit harsh environments. In 1983, a frozen moss sample collected in Antarctica containing two tardigrades and an egg was stored at minus 20 degrees centigrade. During that time, the tardigrade's metabolism completely stopped and there were no signs of life. In May 2014, the tardigrades came back to life after simply being defrosted and placed in water. One of them died 20 days later, but the other had recovered completely within 13 days, and in 23 days laid 19 eggs, 14 of which hatched.
そう。面白くない?
Yeah.
クマムシって可愛いよね。
What were they doing exactly in 1980? Like, what was the, they're just collecting living things from the region?
I guess. It didn't say. ただ、その83年に、あの、クマムシを冷凍した時に、もともとクマムシがいた苔の水分量がどれぐらいあったのかっていうのが今わかんないんだって。だからその、それが結構重要じゃん。
Right.
本当は。だからっていうのはまあチームが自分で言ってるんだけど、そう、それにもよったかもしれないけど、でもすごくない、卵まで産んでさ。
Do they know why one of them didn't make it and the other one did?
It wasn't explained.
Do you know the urban myth of Walt Disney that he was?
ああ、冷凍されてるってやつ?
Yeah, cryogenically yeah. frozen,
right.
and his body is like stored underneath
right.
the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney World.
Okay.
It's not true, supposedly.
そうだね。なんかね、実はミカンネ線虫っていう線虫が過去に39年間冷凍されて生き返ったっていう記録があるらしく。
うん。
あのクマムシは多分ここまでは初めてなんだけど。
But if we, sorry, go ahead.
No.
But if we waited longer, then maybe these would have broken the record.
Right.
Right.
I think so. Yeah.
They probably would have.
うん。でなんかあのこの研究所の方のコメントで動き出した時びっくりしましたみたいな。
うん。
なんかさそういうやっぱ感情的なの聞きたくない
？Yeah.
あの記事の中でもさ。あ、やっぱびっくりしたんだみたいな。
We kind of get this sense that scientists aren't behaving like humans when they're doing science.
I know. なんか静かにさ、
totally straight face, like they have their arms through the glass wall and they're doing some.
めっちゃ冷静にやってそうじゃん。でもなんかそういうびっくりしたとかって聞くと想像しやすいよね。あ、動いたよみたいな。
Yeah, you want to see the excitement of the scientists.
そうなの。
Did you see the video?Of the SpaceX team when their rocket landed successfully.
No.
I nearly cried watching Aww. The video because just the emotion that you saw in the people at the
right.
SpaceX building was just overwhelming. Like they were so excited. They were jumping up and down. And when it landed, they were like crying and hugging each other. And everyone was just looking for people to high five. And everyone was just like,It was so emotional. It's not like a bunch of guys sitting around, you know, on computers doing math and
NASA とかさ、SpaceX もそうだけど、そうやってチームの様子を録画、撮影してるじゃん。
うん。
こういうさ、クマムシとかもさ、やってる、クマムシ自体もそうだけど、そのやってる人の様子もさ、見たくない?
You want to see a video?
うん。で、なんかその科学者の人がめっちゃテンション上がってるところをさ、見たらなんかもうちょっと身近にみんなも感じそうじゃない子供とかさなんか、
yeah.
わこんな楽しい仕事あるんだみたいな
Yeah, but I think something like a rocket landing is more relatable to people like us than the discoveries of you know, these sorts of scientists where it's like, you know, the tardigrade moves and there's, you know, they're getting so excited and jumping、
yeah.
up and down but for us it's like
But it's still kind of like, you know Oh, like,
it helps us understand how、
like、
significant、
us.
it is.
Yeah, or how exciting their job is, you、mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. This idea of metabolism completely stopping is interesting to me.
そうなの。面白いよね。そのミカンネ線虫も同じことができるんだって。その過酷な状況になった時に代謝を完全に止めるっていう。ちょっとポーズみたいな感じだよね。だから、一旦ちょっと一時停止みたいな。
They say goldfish can do this too.
Really?
Yeah, so if your goldfish bowl freezes solid, like a really cold night,
yeah,
like a cold front comes in and just freezes your goldfish bowl, that you can unfreeze the goldfish bowl,
huh.
like 3 days later, and generally the goldfish will just come back to life.
Wow. だから氷河期とかを生き残れるってことだよね。まあ、金魚はそんな長い間はできるのか知らないけど。
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me like the biggest factor is how you freeze. Because the human body contains, what, like 65, 70% water,
right.
Not more. And water, when it freezes, expands. So if I was just frozen right now, fully hydrated, the expanding water would probably destroy my cell membranes and a bunch of other things. It wouldn't be good. It's like if you freeze meat, you know, if you freeze meat and then you eat it after you have frozen, it's different.
Yeah.
Well, the implications for that are more serious if it has to have an active metabolism operating within it, right?
だから半ソロはどうしたんだろうね。
Well,
お肉と一緒にもう解凍された後はちょっと
that wasn't
質が肉の質が落ちてんのかな。
I don't know enough about
Star
Wars.
ちょっとあの deteriorated Han Solo.
I imagine, yeah.
Right?
yeah, so what's interesting to me is like, why can a tardigrade be frozen and then revived, but a human cannot, right?
この代謝を止めれないからってことでしょ?
We can stop the human metabolism. The problem is getting it to start again. Right? So
right.
Maybe if we replaced water in our bodies with some other fluid or diluted it in some way with some other fluid.
Right.
And controlled the expansion that occurs when it freezes.
And why would we want to do that, right?
So that you can be woken up in the future.
Do you want to wake up in the future?
So let's say I have some horrible disease that we don't have a cure for.
Yeah.
Well, freeze me and wake me up when we have a cure.
I understand the concept.
That's a cure.
Yeah, I understand the concept. But the question is, would you want that, you know?
Yes, I would. If I,
really?
If I had some horrible... Yeah, if I... You know,
because I
wasn't
because,
given much time left. Sure.
Because if I was in that situation, like I want to live, like I'm diagnosed with something and I'm like, I want to live, but I want to live because I have people here, you know, my family and husband and my cats and everything. But then when I wake up, like what, 100 years after now, then it's like, I'm all alone. I'm this weird person from the past, probably like 超遅れてる.
Sure, but you could also be dead, so you should be grateful for that.
Nah.
Because it comes down to like, do you want to be euthanized or do you want to be Walt Disney'd, right?
Yeah.
So
you would pick Walt Disney method?
If it worked, of course.
Really?
Over being euthanized?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Why is that odd? That seems obvious to me.
Well, because I don't want to... Like, Captain America situation. Like, I don't want that. It's like...
What's the Captain America situation?
Well, you're frozen. He was... Oh, yeah. Captain America was frozen, too, I think.
He was?
Yeah.
I don't watch...
He's frozen,
Captain
and then...
Captain America.
I mean,
movies.
He's from, like, a World War II era or something. And he
okay.
was accidentally frozen or whatever. And then he gets... Yeah, I don't know that... Yeah, kind of, I guess. Or the Iceman.
Okay.
And then he gets revived in the modern era, and he's somehow Superman now. But, yeah, so he, you know, there's a major gap. その時代のさ、ギャップ、ものすごいジェネレーションギャップじゃん。おじいちゃんの世代だから自分だけ。
So, what's his name?
Captain America.
Captain America? He's from the past?
Yeah, he's from, like, World War II era or something. Huh. And then now he's in modern America.
So he's actually like over 100 years old.
Yeah. Huh. I think so.
So he's kind of like a tardigrade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Han Solo. みんな一緒だねだから。
うん。
次。ジョンズ・ホプキンス公衆衛生大学院のチームがエストロゲンを鼻の細胞に注入すると、女性の細胞のみインフルエンザの侵入を防ぐ働きをすることを発見しました。男性の細胞では変化がなく、これは女性の細胞にのみエストロゲン受容体が存在するためですが、この発見を受け、英語圏のメディアが一斉にマンフルーは本当だったと書き立て、研究チームが困惑しています。マンフルーは男性のインフルエンザという意味で、 インフルエンザや風邪にかかった際に男性が大げさに苦しむことを揶揄して作られた言葉です。メディアは今回の発表を受け、次々と男性の方が実際に苦しかったんだと書いていますが、研究を率いたサブリナ・クライン教授によると、女性も常に高数値のエストロゲンを有しているわけではない上、今回の研究では人体ではなく細胞でしか実験を行っていないため、仮にホルモン治療を受けている女性でも男性よりインフルエンザに強いとは言えません。今回の研究はエストロゲンが繁殖以外にも影響を与えているということが分かったという意味で有意義であり、クライン教授は以下のように述べています。私の研究がこのように勘違いされて男性の話になってしまったのはとても面白いです。女性はエストロゲン袋ではありません。
A research team at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health has found that adding estrogen to nasal cells slowed the replication of influenza in women but not in men. Male cells, in contrast to the female cells, did not respond to the estrogen injections, as the estrogen receptors are only present in the nasal cells of females. The research team has also pointed out that their findings have been misinterpreted by the media as evidence for the man flu trope. Man flu is a term to refer to the notion that men generally overreact to catching the cold or flu. While the media has stated that this reinforces the man flu trope, study lead Sabra Klein has pointed out that since women don't have the high levels of estrogen that were introduced in the experiment, and because the experiment was done on cells and not a person, it cannot be said for certain that women would be able to better resist the flu, even with the aid of a hormone injection. According to Klein, the study is significant for what it has revealed about estrogen's effects within the body beyond just the reproductive system. She also stated the following: I find it so interesting that my research got misinterpreted to be all about men. Women are not just a constant bag of estrogen.
bag of estrogen. そう、海外のメディア見てるとね、本当にこのマンフルーが本当だったんだっていう記事ばっかりなの。で、最初、あ、そうなんだって思って、よくよく見てたら、この研究チームが困ってるっていう話が出てたから。
What is your anecdotal experience as far as the man flu goes? Do you think, have you seen men be affected by it, and does it seem worse for guys?
Or yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it's true?
うん。じゃない？なんかこう、頭痛いとか熱出た時に、例えばうちの、あの、父親とか、なんかもう、わーみたいなさ、この世の終わりみたいな、あ、もう熱でダメだとか言って、すごい低い熱でも、あの、結構大げさに苦しむっていうか。
Are they actually, do you think they're actually that much more uncomfortable, or is it just a psychological response is more dramatic?
それは本人にしか分かんないからね、私と比べらんないからさ、なんとも言えないけど、だからこう自分の経験からして、なんかこうほら37度5分でそんな辛いみたいなさ、それが、そういうのがメンフルってことかなと私は思ってるけど、マイケルは、
I don't know。
でもマイケルの場合も分かりにくいんだよね。なんか大げさなのか本当にしょっちゅう
Sometimes
辛いのかみたいなさ、
It totally, there's something that happens to me when I get sick, and it's the way I got sick is I went to the gym and worked out really, really hard,
yeah,
which weakens my immune system, and then I catch something right then. And if you're working out like 2-3 times a week, that's very, and you're riding trains and stuff like that,
right,
that can happen. And so even if you weren't sick, your body has a weakened immune system, all your muscles and joints are sore, and you have like inflammation, right? Now you're sick. And
right.
your body has to repair all these muscles and deal with all this stuff with a weakened immune system, and you're sick. So if that happens to you and you get the flu, it's just a completely different level than just getting the flu normally.
まあ特殊なケースだけどね。
Yeah.
こうすごいちゃんとジムに行ってもうめちゃくちゃ筋肉痛になってる人は確かにそうだね。その筋肉痛の上にインフルみたいなことでしょ。
Yeah, it happens to a lot of people that work out. It's just それは inevitable.
それは嫌だ。
And you just feel like you're gonna die.
そうでもこのなんかこの教授も女性なんだよね多分だから、
yeah.
あのなんかこの彼女の呆れっぷりみたいなのがコメントの要所要所に出てて面白かった。
Do you think there's the fact that women give birth, right? I think women who have gone through that experience, particularly without an epidural, are just aware of a certain level of, you know, physical distress and discomfort that most people are just never going to be familiar with. You know, so.
でも だからこそ気をつけないといけないよね。その結局心臓発作の予兆とかがあった時に、女性は全然病院に行かないから男性より死ぬ確率が高いみたいな調査ってあるじゃん。だから男性はちょっとしたことで、あ、なんかおかしいと思ってすぐ病院に行くから、それがこうやって大げさだって揶揄されることもあるけど、一方ではね、こう予兆を早く見つけられるからいいけど、女性はね、そうやって子供を産んだりとかしても慣れちゃってるっていうかさ、もう強いからさ、いやこんなぐらい平気だよとか言ってたら全然平気じゃないみたいな。
Well, I think there's a theory that women might generally have a higher threshold for pain because of that.
Right, right, right.
Because that, you know, that's something that they need to go through and survive through.
Right.
Whereas that's not really the case with men. Although,
I mean, it's like just thinking about your vagina like getting ripped, you know. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine your asshole ripping?
I would prefer we brought that up as little as possible in the future.
でもそれがさ現実なわけじゃん、女性にとっては。その子供欲しい人とかこれから産む人にとってはさ、だから私もそうだけど、こう。あ、子供欲しいなって思う時に頭の片隅に My vagina is gonna get ripped off みたいな。
There's this there's a sort of a message or a takeaway from that, and it's who was talking about it? I think it was McKenna, and it's referred to as coincidencia oppositorum,
okay,
which is a concept from alchemy.Which refers, basically, it means that it's the coming together of opposites. So opposite things occur together, and childbirth is a very powerful example of that.
So
because if you see a woman giving child, it looks like something terrible has happened.
So
it looks like a crisis. Like this is you know, somebody, you know, get help. And is this person okay? Like what's If you're not familiar with what's happening, that's what it looks like.
そうね。
And the woman is screaming in agony, and you know, flesh is being damaged, and all these crazy things. There's blood, but it's also the birth of a child, which is like a beautiful thing and something that we celebrate. And these happen together, right? And there's a lot of things in life that are this way.
そうね。だからすごい組み合わせだよね。
Yeah.A study published in CMAJ or Canadian Medical Association Journal found that cardiac arrest that occurred on higher floors resulted in the person suffering from cardiac arrest having a lower chance of survival. The study looked at nearly 8,000 cases of cardiac arrest that occurred in apartment buildings. The survival rate for those below the third floor was 4.2%.This was reduced by about 40% above the third floor and reduced by 80% by the 16th floor. There were no survivors of cardiac arrest above the 25th floor. Experts believe that difficulty accessing buildings and elevators that cannot accommodate a stretcher are the primary causes of delay.
CMAJ に掲載された研究で、心停止になった場合、マンションの高層階の人は生存率が低くなることが分かりました。マンションで心停止になった8000件のケースを分析したところ、3階以下にいた人の生存率は 4.2% で、3階以上になると生存率は 40% 減少し、16階になると 80% 減少していました。25階以上だと心停止から生存できた人はいませんでした。 専門家は医療チームがマンションの部屋に行くまでに時間がかかることとエレベーターにストレッチャーが入らないなどの問題が起きることがあるため助けに時間を要するのではとしています。
Yes.
私やばいんだけど。
So the study found that cardiac arrest that occurred on higher floors was associated with lower survival. Yeah, so just that additional time between, so normally they measure response time as when the ambulance gets to the building. But really what we need to be measuring is the time it takes for the responders to actually reach that person.
そうだよね。なんかそういう風に聞くとさ、まあもちろんそうだなって思うけど、あんまりそういう風に考えないよね。だって不動産屋さんとかもそんなこと言ってくれるわけじゃないしさ、この今25階に住むと景色はいいんですけど心停止になった時確実に死にますとかさ、だからオフィスとかもね、36階とかで私も働いてたけどさ、もう終わりだよね。だから
Well, in large offices of well-established corporations, generally they will have an AED there, right? So if someone can get to you with an AED, then it's possible to reset the electrical impulses of your heart.
Right. そうね。
So a one important thing about this study is that a cardiac arrest is not a heart attack. Heart attack can result in cardiac arrest. But cardiac arrest is in some way worse than a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah. Because a heart attack is like, let's say a blockage occurs.
Yeah.
That can be a heart attack. But cardiac arrest is the electrical impulses that control the beating of your heart are off.
Right.
And that actually causes the heart to completely stop beating.
Yeah. It's really weird that you have to explain it because... you know, cardiac arrest is such a, as a term, you know, because in Japanese we call it 心停止, so it's obvious, yeah. You know, like 心臓が止まる.
Yeah.
But cardiac arrest is 確かになんか, like, you know, what's arrest, right?
Well, no, it makes sense. It's like, cardiac arrest makes sense, but heart attack doesn't make sense. That's the problem.
Oh, the word heart attack?
Yeah, heart attack is very vague, right?
I guess, because the word attack.
Yeah, cardiac arrest means heart not beating, basically.
だからそういう意味では日本語の方が分かりやすいよね。心臓発作、発作が起きてる状態と心停止、もう停止したんだみたいな。いや、漢字があるしね、しかも。
So in these cases, for lower floors, the average response time or the average time to actually reach the person was 3 minutes.
Okay.
From the 911 call.
Where is this?
This is in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
3分早くない?
Yeah, well, even if they get there in 3 minutes, your odds of survival are 4.2%.
Wow.
So almost nobody survives cardiac arrest.
だってさ、日本って6分って言わない?救急車呼んでから車で6分かかりますって。
Yeah, your odds of survival after 6 minutes are almost zero, basically zero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess it doesn't matter which floor you live on.
Well, it totally depends, because you could live nearby and they could get there quickly.
Right.
It totally varies. Also, if someone is performing CPR on you, then your odds will be better.
I guess.
If someone has an AED device, then your odds will improve. But there are a lot of people that do survive cardiac arrest. I mean, 4.2% may not seem like a lot, but that's a lot. That's still thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
そうだね。 Right.
So in the higher floors, it went up to about 4.9. And then... above the 16th floor was, you know, above 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well above 5 minutes.
Huh.
What is it like in your building if they, you know, roll up with the stretcher and stuff? Can they go right in and that'll fit right in the elevator and everything?
Yeah. いや、なんか作業用エレベーターみたいなのが別にあるから、うん、ストレッチャーは多分入るけど、そもそもさ、こうなんていうの、あのマンションのロビーがあるじゃん。だからマンションの入り口から入ってロビーをガーッと通過して、うん、でエレベーター待って乗ってってやってたらもうね、もうダメだわ私。
In some places, the like the fire department will have a universal key so that they can access an elevator, and nobody else can. So if they want to go straight to your floor, it doesn't matter if people are pressing floors in between.
Oh, like, yeah, of course. I mean, if people were pressing, but
no, in a lot of buildings though, they're in the elevator with the stretcher and it's stopping for people on the way up.
What?
Because they don't have a universal key. Because like the fire department will have it, but they don't issue it to medical staff, for example. In some places, yeah.
新しめのエレベーターだとさ、こうもう押しちゃったやつを何回も押すと消えるじゃん。
No, no, no. The person, other people on floors are pressing the elevator button.
Oh,
it's
to get on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they don't know what's happening.
Oh.
So it's important for the building to have some feature that enables them to override the elevator.
Or that's not often the case for my building because いっぱいあるからエレベーターが。なんていうの、その、何回も。
I don't even have one.
そうだね。いっぱいあるから、こう、なんていうの、そういうふうに何回も止まるみたいなことはない。し、途中の階から上に行く人いないじゃん、マンションで。なんていうの、5階から10階に行くみたいなのないじゃん。
Right.
だから。
But even if it gets interrupted once, I mean,
そうね。
とか、it makes a huge difference.
とか、オフィスビルだったらもうしょっちゅうあるもんね、そんなの。
They say that your odds of survival drop by about 10% per minute that they don't get to you.
Wow.
Per minute.And even if you do survive, you may suffer severe brain damage.
こういうとこだとどうなるの？階段で？ストレッチャー階段？
Super narrow.
入んないよね。入んのかな？
I don't even know if it'll fit in the stairs.
ね、しかもマイケルを乗せてさ、降りれないよね。
No, no.
ダメだ。Oh, you're done.
You know, I thought there was a fire here like a month ago or something.
Okay.
There were all these.Ambulances and stuff outside,
okay.
Like right in front of my building. So I was like, "Holy!" Because I live above like a really sketchy like
restaurant
that just seems like it might catch on fire at any time. So I was like,
怖いよね。
Trying to see if it was my building because there's not like an alarm system or anything.
え、な、あの、ついてないの？火災報知器みたいの。
No, I have one in my room, but I don't know.
Oh.
Am I going to hear the fire alarm going off in some kitchen like several floors down? I don't think so. Do you know what I mean? There's no building-wide system.
Okay.
So I was looking around to see if there's a way to get out of my room other than the stairwell.
Yeah.
There isn't. There's no rope, there's no ladder, there's nothing.
Ah.はしごないんだ、
nothing.
ベランダにも、
no, no.
ベランダも
ない。
There's
nothing.
じゃあ階段が塞がれちゃったらもう終わりじゃん。
Yeah.
What?
For some reason in my head, I thought like because of some like regulations or something that you have to have that, like the orido or like, whatever.
Orido.
That's what it's called. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh shit! There's like no way.So then I just went down the stairs and it was fine.
Okay.
But it was like a different building. But it was like three buildings down.
But if it was this building.
Oh, I have to like Tom Cruise leap from here.
本当だよね。
Or like swing on something. Like do the swing move.
あのシーツでロープ作って。
Yeah, like Rapunzel. I have to Rapunzel out of here.
しかもさ、飛び移れるような建物あるここ。まあこっち側かな、無理でしょうね。まあ足は折るよね多分。残念ながら、残念ながら。 Okay.
Also, on this cardiac arrest issue, if there are any bystanders that know CPR, that makes a huge, huge difference for survival. So I was thinking, like, if I was some super rich person that had staff around me, if I was like Steve Jobs, for example,
yeah.
If I was Steve Jobs, I would just make all the people that work around me have CPR training, like first aid training.
Right.
Of course, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys do make they, sure to help me.
Right, so do they do that? I've never heard anything like that, but it seems like...
I don't know.
All my sexy secretaries would just be CPR certified, like Red Cross.
ね、sure. どうなってんだろうね。いるのかな、そういう人。
Do a lot of people here have that training? Or...
あの、車の免許取るときに、
They, yeah.
講習やらないといけないから免許持ってる人はやったことあるはず、なんかこうマネキンみたいな、あと高校の時にもやった人も、
But it wasn't that extensive when I did it、
okay.
the driver's one because I also had to do it、I used to like deal with children on a bus、
right
as one of my jobs
I used to deal with children
yeah, just cleaning up throw up and stuff like thatBut one of the things I had to do was take a like first aid course、
okay.
with CPR and、
それは、
all that.
それは結構 extensive だったの?
Yeah, like it's like the Red Cross thing. You get the cards or whatever.、
Okay.
But you got to learn like EpiPens and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
EpiPens.
But I mean, if someone just fell over in the street or the train station, I feel like, you know, most people don't really know.The procedure.
そうね、まあ、駅は AED 置いてあるもんね、
hmm.
であれはさこう音声で言ってくれるんだもんね、
yeah,
このシートをみたいな、だから何も分からない人でも、まあ、その指示に従えば
Do you know how to use it?
I think、その免許の時にそれの使い方も習った。
Do you remember?、
I remember that you don't need to remember itBecause they'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
Like this audio thing.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess that works. What about CPR though? Do you remember how to do that?
Vaguely. I don't remember like how many times you're supposed to, you know, be doingthe heart thing and you know how often you're supposed to be blowing.
I think they changed
the
it recently too.
Eh? そうなの? まあ、もともと覚えてないからあれだけど。 Do you remember? でさ、何回、こっちを何回やって、で、息を吹き込んでみたいなさ、なんか数字があったじゃん。それは忘れちゃった。
Yeah, but there was like a few different standards for that, wasn't there?
Oh.
And...
だから一番最初に軌道を確保してみたいな、だからそういうのは覚えてるけど、basics、でもそういう数字は忘れちゃった。
Well, you just have to remember to like hold the nose and
right
make sure that the chest is going up and down
right,
and it's like you know give them like what a breath every 8、heart pumps or something like that.
でしかもすごい強くやんないといけないんだよね。
Yeah.
こう弱くやっても意味ないみたいな。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the location is kind of specific too.
Yeah, hopefully I don't have to do that for anyone.
Russian surgeon Sergio Canavero, known for his plan to perform a human head transplant, has successfully performed experimental head transplants on monkeys and mice. He has uploaded photos and video as evidence of the progress.The work will be published in the journals Surgery and CNS Neuroscience and Therapeutics.
人間の頭部を移植する計画をしていることで知られるロシアの外科医セルジオ・カナベーロ氏が複数の猿とマウスで頭部移植の実験をし成功したため、手術中の様子を撮影した写真や動画をネットで公開しました。この結果は学会誌 Surgery および CNS Neuroscience and Therapeutics の2誌で発表される予定です。 Oh god, this is horrifying.
Did you see、the photos and stuff?
Did I see the photos and stuff? What do you think? No fucking way.
You didn't see it?
絶対やだ。
So you didn't watch the video?
見るわけないじゃん。見たの?見たんでしょ?
Yeah, I saw it.
何が起きてた?
So the video that I saw was of a mouse that supposedly had its spine was severed.
What?
So the spine was severed and then it was refused back together.
Oh, so it's the same monkey.
No, this is about a mouse.
Oh, it's about a mouse,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the video is a mouse.
Oh, okay.
And so they severed the spinal column and the nerves and everything. And then they refused them back together in this mouse.
Yeah.
And then so the video shows the mouse. It shows the mouse's movement and recovery over time after that initial operation.
Okay.
It's not moving that well. Like, what, the left arm isn't moving, but the right one moves.
Oh, no.
And, like, the legs are kind of dragging, but they're kind of moving.
Oh, God.
So, clearly, there's some severe damage left behind, after the spine was severed and refused. However, the fact that there's any motion at all is...
まあね、生きてるっていうこともだけどね、そもそも。
Yeah, it's a good sign.
I guess.
Because if we could do that, because there are humans that are completely paralyzed. If we can, in some clean way, surgically repair their spine.
だからやっぱこれは私だけなのか、 こう人間多くの人に共通したものなのか分かんないけど、やっぱ頭部ってなると急にさ怖い。こう心臓とか、だって心臓だってすごい大事な部分じゃん。心、まあとか性器とかさ、まあ何でもね手とかさ移植してる中で、それを別になんかさふわー怖いって思わないのに、頭部を移植するとなるとさ、なんかその首を 一回ちょん切るっていうことってさ、急に怖くない？
Yeah.
なんでだろうね。やっぱ顔、まあ脳だからかな。
Just the neck in general. Even if someone gets a light cut on their neck,
yeah.
Like in a movie, someone gets slashed, like.
Oh, that doesn't do anything to me, actually.
Oh, really?
私、目とか耳の中とかから血が出てくる方が弱い。
首にこうなんかナイフ当てられて脅されてちょっと血が出るみたいなのはなんかそこまで。 What if it gets cut like 15% of their...
Oh god, 15%? 多すぎ。 それは嫌に決まってるじゃん。
Right?
怖いよ。
So when I see those, see people that have, they had to have, what do you call it?
Oh, the voice thing?
Like esophageal... Yeah, they put a hole in the esophagus.
あの、癌になった人とかのやつ?
Yeah, from smoking.
Right.
And they have a hole in their neck.
はいはいはいはい。
That just really creeps me out. Because it's like, your head's not as attached as it was.
あ、そういう意味で? そういうふうに見たことはなかったけど。 まあね。 まあでも、塞がってるからさ。 You know, with the device.
Yeah.
なんかね。 だからその頭部っていうことで急にこうなんか怖いって思うのも理不尽というかさ、他のね臓器とか部位とどう違うんだって言われると説明できないんだけど。でもこれだってもう患者さんいるんだもんね、それを予定してる。Yeah,
he's down.
でもそのネズミを見て怖くなんないのかな。なんか、え、成功したって言っても
Yeah, it looked pretty rough.
それを私にやるの?
But this guy, what was his name? Oh, Valery Spiridonov. Valery Spiridonov, the guy that's volunteering for this thing, he has a muscle wasting disease that will kill him.
Okay.
He's going to die if he doesn't do something.
そっか。So. まあそしたらかけてみるか、これに。
Yeah. Because we can't do the Walt Disney thing, he's going the head transplant route.
でも、猿もうまくいったの?
The monkey survived the head transplant.
Okay.
I don't know to what extent it was able to move its body.
Okay.
They said that they killed the monkey not long after the head transplant for ethical reasons.
What?
Yeah, that's what they said.
They killed him.
They killed the monkey for ethical reasons after the head transplant.
What?
I'm not sure which monkey they killed. Do you know what I mean? Did they transplant both heads? Or, because there's only a picture of one monkey, or the one monkey that's made out of two. There should be two monkeys. Do you know what I'm saying?
Why? Because didn't they do the mouse thing too? Like, 普通に一匹のマウスの頭を一回取ってまたつけるみたいなことじゃないの、それは。
No, so in the mouse, they may have done that with the mouse as well, but in the video that I saw, it was just the spinal cord that was severed and reattached in the mouse. And they use this technique that they use a polyethylene glycol, which is supposed to preserve the membranes of the nerve cells. So like there's a chemical substance that is what has enabled them to do this.
Hi, hi, hi.
But they didn't cut the mouse's head off. They just severed the spinal cord and reattached it.
Mm.
In the monkey example, they cut the monkey's head off and I guess reattached it to the same monkey body.
I guess that's what I thought.
Yeah, that would make more sense. I don't know why I was assuming they switched.
I was like, what do you mean by like which monkey?
Did
like,
this monkey need a new body? I don't know.
そうだよね。一匹なんだよね、きっと。
Yeah, I guess they just reattached it to
the same. うん、そうだよね、そうだよね。そうだよね、びっくりした。
But that's much easier than attaching a head from one monkey to a different monkey.
まあ、それはそうだよね。
Right?
でも、まずこれでやってみないとね。
I guess so.
だって、その、免疫のさ、rejection とかがあるわけじゃない？
うん。
で、その前にまずさ、この切ってくっつけるのができないとっていうことなんじゃないの？
うん。
でもやだ、もう絶対やだ。その猿とかさ、だって、I don't know。何そのエティカルリーズンってどういうこと ？This whole thing, I mean, like, when's the right time
so
to ask this question?
So the monkey wouldn't suffer because the monkey was suffering.
Oh, he was suffering.
It's like it's ethically acceptable to cut the monkey's head off and put it back on, but it's not morally acceptable to allow the monkey to continue living after you have done this.
Right, right.
Because it will suffer, I guess.
そっか. They had to put him down ってことね。
Because,
そういう意味か。
Yeah, he had a headache.
なんか私すごい今日元気じゃん。なんかわかんないけど今日すごい元気なんだけど、この話嫌だね。なんかすごいダークな気持ちになるね。でもこれを、でもそうだよ、これを待ってる人がいるんだもんね。これが成功したら生きられるっていう人はいるんだもんね。
If they save this guy's life, then was it all worth it? And what if they do this to save a bunch of other people's lives?
そうね。
And then what if some billionaire like is about to die and he realizes that he can buy a body and then have his head transplanted over and live until like 300 and he'll have the oldest brain.
だからアニマルテスティングって本当に難しい話だよね。その普段さ、私はその医療業界のアニマルテスティングにはそこまでさ何も言えない。だって自分も抗生物質とか飲んでるしさ、薬も飲んでるし、でもなんかほら化粧品業界とかの動物テストはもうやめた方がいいっていうのはさ、まあ言えるじゃん。別に化粧品なくても生きれるから私。でもさ、こうメディカルに関してはなんかこうしょうがないのかしょうがなくないのか、でも自分も恩恵受けてるから文句言えないみたいなさ、だからあんま見ないようにしてるんだけど普段。このなんか猿で頭部ってなると複雑じゃない？
I think you have to judge each one.Individually, like each case individually, like is this ethical or not, or what are the potential benefits of this, and what are we potentially going to have to do to make that happen?
Yeah.
But in this case, I feel like transplanting a head is low tech to me. It's just low tech. It's like something we should have figured out a long time ago. And That's just relative to something like stem cells. Because I think if we can utilize stem cells to regrow nervous tissue, then something like a head transplant is going to be ridiculous.
Right.
But I don't know. There's certain things that stem cells won't fix that a head transplant might fix. But, you know, if you need to have your head transplanted to survive, maybe it's time to just call it.
あのなんかこの間さ ALS の治療法がついに見つかったかもしれないっていうでそれもステムセルを使ったもので、mm-hmm. だからそのさなんていうのもう絶対に治らないってされてたものがでどんどんこう麻痺してきちゃうでそれはもう irreversible って言ってたものがあ場合によっては reversible だったちゃんとこう感覚が戻ってきて動手が動かせるようになった人がいる ALS にかかったにもかかわらず、mm-hmm.とかってこう進んでるからさまあでもだからこの患者さんは時間がないんだもんねだからそんなの待ってらんないってことでしょ、yeah. だからこの頭部移植っていうのが進んでるかどうかっていうのは別の問題としてさもうこれしかないってことだもんね間に合わないから
Yeah, but the odds of this succeeding are so, so low and the odds of him not being in total agony if he, even if he survives are just incredibly low. I think it's brave of him to be willing to subject himself to this experiment, but I'm not super optimistic about it. We put the monkey down. If you have to put down the monkey because he's and it was his own body.
So if you
have to put the monkey down, I don't think Mr. Spiridonov is going to be having a good time.
Did he make any comments on this?
I don't think so.
Because I mean, he said he would want to try it before this, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, after this, I wonder if he's still, you know, totally down or if he's kind of like, well.
Well, he wants to live. You know, some people just really want to live. And they'll do anything.
But I mean, this monkey didn't live.
Well, right? they killed the monkey. They killed the monkey.
They had to, right? Yeah. Because he was in such a bad condition.
Well, he was in bad shape, but maybe the monkey wanted to live, even though he was in bad shape. We don't really know, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. 次.
NASA astronauts have grown a zinnia flower on the International Space Station in the Vegetable Center, which was set up in 2014. Astronaut Scott Kelly tweeted a photo celebrating the achievement with the caption, "First flower ever grown in space makes its debut." The Vegetable Center utilizes aeroponics, which reduces the need for water and fertilizer. NASA values the project for its role in preparing us for life on Mars, as well as longer space missions in the future.
NASA の宇宙飛行士が2014年に国際宇宙ステーションに設置した野菜栽培の装置で初めて百日草の花を開花させることに成功しました。スコット・ケリー宇宙飛行士が花の写真をツイートし、宇宙で育った初の花がデビューしましたと喜びのコメントを載せました。百日草は水や肥料の使用量が少なくて済む水気候栽培で育てられました。NASA は人類が火星に行くため、またさらに長期の宇宙ミッションを可能にするため、自給自足に向けた宇宙での植物栽培を重要視しています。すごい可愛いお花だったね。
So you saw this picture?
Of course. Of course, a picture of flowers is totally fine.
Okay.
Head severed mice, different story. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, they've grown a few things up there. This was the first flower, but previously they've grown lettuce and zucchini, sunflowers and broccoli.
あとさ、クレソンも育ててなかった？なんかこの話前したよね。で、クレソン育てましたって言ったらさ、マイケルがクレソンって何？みたいなことになってさ、え、クレソン知らないの？みたいな覚えてる。クレソン分かった
？No.
え、まだ分かんないの？
分かんない
なんかファミレスのハンバーグとかにも載ってるよ。こんな、なんか丸い葉っぱの茎が太いやつ。
I'm not good.
同じ会話。
I'll make it a point to never figure out what that is. So they're experimenting with microgravity to see how it affects these plants. And because the gravity in, well, space is micro, not just in orbit, but if you, you know, if you're going to go to somewhere really far away, I don't know about Mars. Maybe they'll grow plants on the way to Mars. I don't know. Maybe they'll just take food.
それやりたいんでしょ。それでこれをやってるって書いてあったよ。だってその火星に行く時の食料、にもできるかもしれないって。
Not, I thought it was on Mars that they were specifically saying.
なんか飛行そんなに flight って書いた。でもなんだろうね、書いた人のあれにもよるね。ワーディングの仕方にもよるけど。いやー。でもそうだよね、自給自足しなくちゃいけなくなっちゃうからね、火星に行ったら。
With these aeroponics, they found that these plants grow 3 times faster.
Oh.
Yeah.
On Earth too?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they may actually grow faster in space. I'm not sure though. I mean, there's so much going on with aeroponics and like these new methods for growing plants has exploded all over the US and in Europe, and people have all these personal growing things.
日本にもあるよね、あの会社そういうのやってる。
でなんか、yeah?
I don't have it, but その家で自分で育てるときに一から全部機材とかを買うと負担が多いからレンタルできるんだよね。でこう何でアドバイスとかもくれて枯れないようにで何でも育てられますみたいな。でその殺虫剤とかもいらないし屋内だから。 And my friend, she lives in Philly. で彼女もこの水耕栽培みたいなやってて家の中とかで、でシソとか、まあ、簡単にガーッていっぱい育つから。
Have you seen the ones with fish?
No.
They use I think the species is called tilapia fish.
Yeah.
And what they do is they have pumps that move the water from the fish tank through all these pipes. Then they just drill holes in the tops of the pipes and drop plants down into this stream of water that's being circulated from the fish tank. And the reason why they use tilapia is because they're very resilient fish, that they can survive in dirty water.
Okay.
So the plant roots actually take the nutrients and clean the water. So the water has fish poop in it, which is circulated through these channels that have all these plants sitting in that water, and then goes back to the fish tank. And so it's like...
じゃあ水槽もきれいにしなくていいし、てか水を全部変えなくていいしってことか。
Yeah, well, I think there's still some maintenance, but the water being dirty is not a problem, because it just means if the water is getting too dirty, you add more plants. Right?
そっか。面白いね。
If it's not dirty enough, you add more fish. And they work like that.
面白いね。そのが水耕栽培家でやりたいんだけど、でもあれきれいにしてないと結構汚い見た目にならない？あの、こういう縦のパイプのやつとか見たことない？なんかこう縦のパイプに水が入ってて、そこからなんかさルッコラとかが咲いてるんだけど、なんかね家の近くのあのなんかおしゃれ家具屋さんみたいなところにそれが置いてあってディスプレイされてたんだけど、なんか手入れちゃんとしてなくてすごいことになったの。なんか根っことかもなんか飛び出てるみたいな。でなんか水もすごい色汚い。だから難しいのかな、なんかメンテインするの難しいのかなと思って。
Well, there's a lot of microbes and bacteria.
Right.
Moisture.
今あれもあるよね、ペットボトルの蓋に、なんか蓋みたい、蓋にできる形でその種が入って売ってるやつ知らない
？No.
ペットボトルに水を入れてその特殊な蓋をはめると。そこからそうトマトとかキャベツじゃないレタスかなんかかね、いろんな野菜が咲きますみたいな。
When I was like 6 years old, I did that with It was like a sunflower or something.
Okay.
And I had a praying mantis as a pet.
Okay.
That lived on the plant that was in a 2-liter bottle.
Eh? かわいすぎる.
That's what I was doing.
すごいね. ファンタジーみたいじゃん.
Well,
it's like you have your own little garden.
Yeah.
Little praying mantis world.
The praying mantis would always come back to this plant because it was the only plant in my house, basically.
Wait. え、放し飼いってこと?
Hmm?
放し飼いにしてたってこと? カマキリを. So he could just like be anywhere in your room? Mm-hmm. What?
So it would like go around the house and like eat insects and stuff. And then it would come back to my room and be on the plant. And I just had this plant in my room and the praying mantis would like go around and so my brother would find it.
え、でもなんか寝るときとか怖くない?なんか間違って潰しちゃったらどうしようみたいな。
No, it's just on the plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
でも he could be anywhere, right?
Yeah, he could be.
え、なんか間違えて踏んじゃいそうで怖い。平気だったんだ。
Yeah.
え、yeah.
I fed him spiders.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were feeding him spiders or he would find spiders?
No, I had this aluminum cookie can thing.
Okay.
That was like it's like the UFC octagon, basically. And I would catch a spider and put it in there with the praying mantis to see who wins.
Ah,
but when I was young,
透明な缶なの? 見えるの? 中身が?
No, it's just a cookie can. Like, I don't know if you know, but it's like the dark blue one with like all these like
right.
cookies on
right.
it. Like pictures of cookies on.
Right.
And they would just fight inside that can.
How do they fight?
What do you mean? They would just like, look at each other for a while and then they can't get out of the can, so eventually they like connect and the praying mantis would take heads off. It knows how to like remove heads.
Oh god. Too much of this removing head thing today.
や
めて。
Yeah.
Okay. すごいね。でもカマキリを放し飼いにしてるっていうのは初めて聞いた。そういう人、初めて会った。
Well, yeah, there was. I was living in Texas at the time. There wasn't much else to do.
Okay.
There was a lot of lizard catching. I had a snake at one point.
Okay.
I had a pet bird.
Yeah, those I kind of understand, but praying mantis.
But they're all from nature. I had a pet turtle that I also caught in nature. So all my pets were just like nature animals that, yeah.
Nora.カメ、ノラトカゲ。
Turtle's name was T-Rex.
praying mantis の名前なんだったの
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
He was your friend.
I'll have to ask like my brother. Try to find out.
Okay. 変な話多いな。マイケルが一人でさコツコツ作ったバイリンガルニュースの LINE スタンプがついに発売開始になったんだよね先週
お待たせ
すごい疲れたねマイケル
Well the what the standards for it were kind of 厳しい、so.
yeah. 私何にもしてないしねこれはもう一人でマイケルが全部やってすごい前にね LINE のスティッカーやりますっていう話が出た時はその中に自分のステッカーを入れたいっていう人がもしいたら送ってくださいって言って募集してたんだけど、LINE の規定で全部のステッカーが同じテイストじゃないといけないっていうのがあったので、全部弾かれちゃったんだよねあと私が手書きしたやつとかもあったんだけどそれも全部ダメでマイケルが一から作り直してくれました
I still want to. We should still do something with that stuff.
そうだね。
Put it on something.
猫星人ステッカーだよね。かわいいよね。なんか使いどころが分かんないっていう人と、使いどころがありすぎるみたいないう特殊な人と、
二
種類のフィードバックもらってるけど。
Depends who you are.
そうだね。私の友達とかも買ってくれてめっちゃ使ってる。謎のタイミングで。
ありがとう。
猫星人みたいな。かわいい。 いや、なので気になる人は LINE でバイリンガルニュースって検索すると出てくるので、はい、よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
あ、お話あった、なんか他に言わなきゃいけないこと。
I don't think so.
Okay. 世の中みんなスマップの話してるもんね。うちら全然あのヘッヘッの話ばっかりだったけど今日。OK、yeah. 文字起こしのテキスト iPhone と Android と Mac のアプリで購入できますので、何か聞き逃したりした方はぜひ。月額240円で全エピソード読み放題っていう破格のやつでやってるので、ぜひよろしくお願いします。あと宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツいつも忘れちゃうんだよね、どれだったっけ、なんか猫星人って言いそうになっちゃった。アマゾンで販売しているので、ぜひサポートよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり、
yep.
バイ。
以上です。バイ。